Hey, everyone. You know what's fascinating? Some kids who start out terrified of insects end up becoming their biggest fans after just one educational visit. Have you ever wondered what makes that transformation possible?
Absolutely. It's amazing to see that shift happen. I've witnessed countless students go from saying, "Ew, bugs," to, "Wow, that's so cool," in just a single visit. You know, creating the right environment is key to that transformation.
What do you think makes that environment so special?
Well, it's really about three key things: making it fun, keeping it educational, and ensuring it's accessible. When you combine those elements, you create this perfect learning atmosphere where fear turns into fascination.
I've heard that fall is actually one of the best times for these kinds of educational experiences. Why is that?
You're absolutely right. Fall is when students are heading back to school, their minds are fresh, and there's this natural curiosity about the world around them. Plus, it's actually a less crowded time compared to summer, which makes it perfect for school field trips.
Makes total sense. Speaking of field trips, I understand some schools are pretty proactive about planning these visits.
Oh yeah, you wouldn't believe it. Some schools actually book their trips a year in advance. I mean, when you can host up to 200 visitors at once, you're going to need some serious planning, right?
That's a great point. We'll come back to that in just a moment. But first, a quick word from our sponsor.
At Insectropolis, we bring the fascinating world of insects to life. View thousands of beautiful and bizarre exotic insects from around the globe. Play interactive bug games, crawl through our mud tube like a termite, and get up close with our busy bees in our observation hive. Don't miss our daily touch presentations, where you can safely handle a live tarantula, millipede, and even a hissing cockroach. For bug enthusiasts or the curious, our dozen-plus exhibit areas will educate and entertain. Visit us at insectropolis.com/.
And we're back! You know, one thing that really interests me is how these educational programs are customized for different age groups.
That's one of my favorite aspects. From preschool all the way through high school, every program is customized to fit that specific age group's needs and understanding level. You've got your younger kids who need more hands-on, sensory experiences, and then your older students who can explore more complex topics like taxonomy and evolutionary adaptations.
I imagine that takes some pretty skilled educators to pull off.
Oh, definitely. And you know what's really cool? If schools can't make it to the museum, there's this amazing program called Bugs on the Go, where the museum actually brings the insects to the classroom.
No way! That's fantastic for schools with transportation challenges.
Right, and it's not just schools. They work with scout groups, too. They can customize programs specifically for badge requirements and educational goals. Pretty neat, huh?
Have you seen how students typically react during these visits?
You know, that's actually my favorite part of the job. The most magical moments happen during our touch presentations. When a kid who was initially scared actually touches a live bug for the first time, man, their eyes just light up.
I can totally imagine that. How long do these visits usually last?
Well, for individual families, it's usually about 45 minutes to an hour. But for groups, we can totally customize the time. I mean, some camps or schools might need a condensed program, and we're flexible with that.
What about accessibility? That's got to be a consideration with school groups, right?
Absolutely. Everything's on one level, fully indoor and air-conditioned. We've made sure it's completely wheelchair and stroller accessible. You know, inclusion is a huge priority.
That's fantastic. Hey, here's something I've always wondered. Do you ever have to deal with the ick factor regarding insects?
That's such a good question. The whole place is actually designed to be the opposite of creepy. I mean, we've got these beautiful, artful displays that really showcase the amazing aspects of insects. Like, everybody loves butterflies, right? We build on that positive connection.
Makes sense. And I guess having everything indoors helps control the environment too?
Exactly. Being indoors means we can create this perfect controlled setting where kids can learn about arthropods without any unexpected surprises. Plus, it means weather's never an issue for field trips.
What would you say to teachers who are thinking about planning a fall visit?
I'd say first book early if you can. Fall's actually a perfect time because it lines up so well with classroom curriculum. And Prepare your students with some basic questions before they come. It really helps with engagement.
Any special tips for making the most of a visit?
Yeah, three key things. Plan for about an hour's visit. Remember there's no food allowed inside. And definitely check out our touch presentations. They're really the highlight for most visitors.
Speaking of visitors, what's the typical group size you work with?
We're super flexible. Whether it's a small classroom of 15 or a whole grade level of 200, we can handle it. We usually break larger groups into smaller ones of about 30 kids each, so everyone gets that personal attention.
That's incredible. For our listeners who want to learn more about these educational programs, where should they go?
Just head over to https://duriechan-insectropolis.com. You can find all the details about our programs, scheduling, and even our outreach options there. If you're a teacher, scout leader, or just a curious parent, we'd love to help create an unforgettable educational experience for your group.
This has been absolutely fascinating. Thanks so much for sharing all this information with us today.
Thanks for having me. It's always exciting to share how we're helping transform bug fears into bug fascination, one student at a time.